listening to the Bible 126 show.
As I'm speaking to you right now, there are people right now who believe sincerely and honestly believe that they're going to heaven when they die. And there are those who are utterly convinced that when they die, they will go to heaven. They genuinely believe that they are Christians. They are living their lives believing that one day they will be in heaven. They have the assurance of heaven. Now, the problem here that we are facing in these days is that we're living in an age where millions of people, tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people believe and have the assurance of heaven, but yet they are wrong. Even as I am preaching right now, there are people who are listening to me right now who are convinced, and yet you have no right to be convinced. You are sure, but you have no biblically accurate right. How can I be 100% sure that I am not going to hell? The answer is simple. Be 100% sure that you are going to heaven. So today, I am going to encourage you to do one thing and one thing only. Examine yourself. We are encouraged in the Bible to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you failed the test. I cannot examine you. I cannot point the finger at you, just like you cannot examine me. And you cannot point the finger at me. Examine yourself. Test yourself. Don't look at your wife or your husband, your friends or your pastor. Examine yourself before God Almighty. You will be judged as an individual. You will stand there alone, not with your mother or your father or your pastor, but you will stand there as an individual. So I encourage you today, examine yourself. So firstly, for you to be 100% sure you are heading to heaven, you must have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There are some people who have accepted themselves as their Lord and Savior, and I will explain what I mean later on. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 11. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with it unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. The first and greatest assurance that you are going to heaven when you die is that you have believed and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And not that you have believed and accepted in yourself and in your legalism as your salvation. There is no way to be saved than through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other way to be saved except through faith in Jesus Christ. To be saved by Jesus Christ is to know that I am not going to heaven because I deserve to go to heaven. To be saved by Jesus Christ is to know that I am not going to heaven because I have earned my way to heaven. To be saved by Jesus Christ is to know that I am going to heaven, not because I pay my tithe or my taxes. To be saved by Jesus Christ is to be saved by the grace of God. Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You cannot boast about your salvation. You cannot brag that you are the reason you are going to heaven. Self-righteousness and the grace of God cannot work hand in hand. Self-righteousness and the grace of God cannot coexist. A self-righteous person believes that they're going to heaven because of what they do. A self-righteous person believes they're going to heaven because it is a just reward. Person believes they are going to heaven because they are a follower of the law. But Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us that we are not saved by being followers of the law. For it is by grace we have been saved. Grace forgives where the law can only condemn. Grace erases a history of sin. Grace erases a history of shame. Grace changes the trajectory of your eternity. Grace allows you to drink from the streams of living water. Examine yourself. Examine your faith. Are you looking at yourself as someone who is full of self-righteousness, who believes that they're going to heaven because they follow the law to the letter, who has a legalistic view of their relationship with God? Are you looking at yourself as someone who looks at their life and says, I am going to heaven? Or are you simply looking at yourself as a sinner who is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore your salvation is not in your own hands, but it is in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross when he said, it is finished. It was truly finished. You cannot add to your salvation. It is finished. You cannot add to your salvation. It is finished. You cannot subtract to your salvation. It is finished. You cannot divide your salvation. Three words. It is finished. That is why he came. To do what no other man could do. To do what no other angel could do. To do what no other angel was worthy to do. No man, no woman was capable to do what Jesus did. Philippians 2 verse 6 to 11. Who being in the form of God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Redeemer. Jesus, my Messiah. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, the giver of life. All life flows from him. All life comes.